Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Final words. My Bible study partner and I just finished studying the book of Proverbs, and now we are beginning Ecclesiastes, written by King Solomon. He was only second in wisdom to Jesus. Of anyone who ever lived or ever will, this according to the Bible. Solomon was enormously blessed by God for the first half of his life. Due to his love and zeal for God, he was even allowed to build God's temple in Jerusalem. But later in life, it seemed it all went to his head and he completely lost his honor and integrity. Consequently, the second half of his life was filled with cynicism and doubt, and he actively followed the world instead of God. As a young, dysfunctional man and baby Christian, I wanted a godly mentor who could instruct me how to be successful. And when I discovered that Solomon was deemed to be the richest and wisest man in the world, he was my choice. I read everything I could find about him and obviously spent much time reading what he directly wrote in the Bible, including most of Proverbs. I soon discovered that his life was a constant search for meaning. Unfortunately, he sought the world and all it offers, including possessions, his power as king, accomplishments, global fame, money, women, and being smarter than everyone else. Perhaps his greatest downfall was women. He ended up with 700 wives and 300 concubines. Egad, this did not seem too smart. These women were comprised primarily of his enemies, and God had expressly forbidden Israel from consorting or marrying them. He ignored these commands, and they seduced and turned him away from God. He built temples and allowed them and the people of Israel to worship their idols and false gods. As one might imagine, this did not set well with God. And Solomon's fall was swift. At the time of his death, of the 12 tribes of Israel, only two remained to follow his son. A kingdom blessed by God and founded by a wise and prosperous king was reduced to a broken-down heap of sin. I went to Israel and brought all kinds of photography equipment to record the great works he had built, including vineyards, stables, temples, and palaces. I was utterly amazed that hardly anything remained save a few pillars here and there with vines growing on them. It suddenly dawned on me that I should not be pursuing building a worldly empire, but a heavenly one. And it put everything in perspective for me. Thank you, Solomon. I still cannot help but wonder what it might have been if this man, so gifted with wisdom, would have continued to worship God his entire life. For in the end, the money, fame, power, wisdom, and great accomplishments in themselves meant nothing. And yet, here we are today, and the entire world is still in pursuit of the same things. And, as in Solomon's day, not one of them gives meaning to life. Laying up treasures for oneself on earth is futile, according to Jesus. It's all vanity, as Solomon noted, and one day those will go the way of the great works of Solomon and return to dust. We will return to dust ourselves as well, but our spirit will live on, and we will face God, and every knee shall bow. God's kingdom is where our treasures should be stored. We are spiritual beings and not of this world. Think about your priorities this morning. Are you like Solomon or Jesus? Solomon, who tried most everything the world could offer, had these final words on the subject, Ecclesiastes 12:13. When all has been heard, the conclusion of the matter is this: fear God, keep His commandments, because this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment, along with every hidden thing, whether good or evil. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.